That's why Sukkos is, you know, it's connected to Anan HaKovet. Sukkos will be Mechodah with the Hodor, Esrog Hodor, Yonim of Hodor, Mechinas of Zeh Kelim Aveyu, Zeh Kelim Aveyu. So Sukkos was sitting in Anan HaKovet, and Aaron was focusing on the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael. He was bringing out the Hodor of Klal Yisrael. Sukkos, which is Zeh Anan HaKovet, brings out the whole Yoifi, brings out the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael. And that's why we see there's a hismatus of the umus on Sukkos, right? The Purim, every day you're going down one. Every day Yid is bed Nochshena, 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 Nochshena. He's getting more beautiful every day of Sukkos. When you're on a Nana covered, there's a Yid vet Moed, a Yid getting Ke'ilu, that's the sod. How the Shmini Atzeres is the Yichud, Kaviyochel, where the Kal is so beautiful, Kaviyochel, that we're ready for the Yichud, ready to go. Shmini Atzeres is the Mamish the Zivuk. Shmini Atzeres is a Zivuk ponim and ponim. Ke'ilu, Kaviyochel, we're so beautiful, that Kaviyochel, the Rabban Shalom is Mischashik for us. After spending 7 days in a Nana covered of preparing ourselves for the Chasana, that's the Simchas Torah. So Shmini Atzeres, which is Simchas Torah, is that's the inyan of the Yoifi, preparing ourselves for the Zivuk, which will be Kabbalah Sarizal. That's the day of the Ponim Beponim. The whole avodah from Rosh Hashanah comes in Shmini Atzeres to the Shvitz. That's the Yichud. That's when we go into the Yichud. When we go into the Yichud, we've beautified ourselves so much. With the Zeh Kelim Aveyu, the Esrog Ahodo, the Lulav Ahodo, everything Zeh Kelim Aveyu, on the nicest Kelim, the Dus, and Yens, is then we're ready for the Hedi. Then the Rabbein Shalom Mamish feels Kaviyochel, the Klal Yisrael is beautiful. And then there's a Bechinas, Hacheshek, and the Nechshav for Klal Yisrael. That's the whole Sada Purim. So, I'm ready to go Achana. Yid has to realize how beautiful, and therefore that has to give the Yid the koyach not to fall and not to do so, not to fall for Yitzhak horror as well. Else is ekulik. No Yiddishkeit, no Elachkeit, no Yiddishkeit, no Yid. Yid is a holy gezach. That's the void of Aaron HaKoin. This week is really centering with Aaron HaKoin. Big the Koidish, la Aaron HaKicha, la Chovid, la Sephoris. This week the Rabban Shalom only sees good in Klal Yisrael. When you lay in Parshas Tetzaveh, and Haman can bark. Let's go falling on deaf ears. Can read Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. No one's listening. Tetzaveh comes out of Yoifi. Tetzaveh. So this is Mamish Parshas Zohar. Tetzaveh. We remember Haman tries to think to no avail. Because this parasha is Parshas Zohar, remembering Haman, but Haman speaks of Zazach in Parshas Tetzaveh. Rabban Shalom only sees the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael. Fill the Chelben and Rabban Shalom sees the Yoifi. That's one mahalach.